This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he's taking an opportunity to avoid civil war as he delayed a contentious judicial overhaul plan. Netanyahu made the announcement Monday after 2 days of large protests. Meanwhile, following the announcement, Israel's political factions opposed to Netanyahu have begun setting up negotiating teams. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israel's political factions, opposed to embattled Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, have begun setting up negotiating teams after he paused a controversial overhaul plan on pensions legislation. Netanyahu has acknowledged the divisions roiling the nation and has announced a month-long delay for the legislation. He says he wants to avoid civil war and would seek a compromise. He spoke after tens of thousands of people demonstrated outside the parliament building in Jerusalem. But compromise appears elusive as the standoff remains over the fundamental issue of what kind of country Israel should be, and positions only appear to have hardened. 3 months of demonstration have intensified this week, and Israel's main trade union declared a general strike, leading to chaos that shut down much of the country. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian allies have begun delivering on promises of military support for the country. During a visit to the Netherlands late Wednesday, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz was asked about promised advanced Leopard tanks for Ukraine.
The answer to your question is yes, we delivered Leopard tanks as we announced.
Meanwhile, Ukraine's defense minister Alexei Reznikov released footage of what he said were British Challenger 2 main battle tanks Tuesday that had recently arrived in the country. Reznikov published a video on his Twitter account showing himself climbing into one of the vehicles and thanking British Defense Secretary Ben Wallace and all of Britain for the tanks.